lapha it's a monumental technological advancement ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi i-industry ye-technology is ever evolving and itshintsha day by day and ma ungahlala emuva usithi wena you have arrived kuzaba lama company anjenge-DeepSeek lawa abuyileyo a-revolutionizer i-industry yakhona okuqakathekileyo yikuthi i-DeepSeek ibisebenzisa ama older chips about 2000 of them compared labo Nvidia ababesebenzisa 16000 and ama chips angkhona were older semiconductors so khonapho hayi ungantwa sibe bwe ba tshintsha the whole game AI and igathesi Nvidia has to come back and respond to something like this ngoba kukhuluma ukuthi AI technology can be produced by cheaper and less more expensive means. Nvidia, I think by TV7 close to $1 trillion to make sure that our database can handle all the information lama algorithms. So this is a very, very innovating and exciting time. Ngoba katesi, the race is now open to see who can do it at the cheaper rate. Mama Chinese abuye le DeepSeek sizabona la ukuthi ama Indians azazamani and siyakwazi ukuthi ama Russians lama Ukrainians lawo nganto abaya computer ku lesisigaba se technology
inkampani ye Nvidia ubona isenelisa ukuvuka yini incintisane le inkampani yakwele China le
ukuthi Nvidia elahlekelwe izimali ama billions lawa kuyenzakala and kuyatholakala ngoba bona I think for the past 5 or 6 years, they kind of just relaxed. Ukuthi there was nobody who had the technological power or prowess yokusebenzisa the algorithms like they did. But ikathesi iDeepSeek China has changed the whole game. Yikho sebelahlekelwe imali and abantu abaningi sebeza investor in a smaller but upcoming company. But into abameleleyo abaningi is ukufind out ukuthi ama operating costs, data, research, lani kwakumenjani plus what are the shortfalls and origins of the data. But Tesi, it's exciting news, and we know with Yama companies, Lao Anjing or Nvidia, they will always come back with something better in the future.